for When You Fear Death by Greg Laurie. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. Have you ever been stung by a bee? It's not a fun experience. But though it's painful for the person being stung, it's fatal for the bee. When a honeybee stings a person, it can't pull the little barbed stinger back out. This is a one-time experience for them. They had better think carefully about who they are going to sting, because once they do it, they are not going to survive. When a bee stings you, not only is the bee stinger left in you, but also a part of its abdomen and digestive tract, as well as nerves and muscles. This massive abdominal rupture kills the bee shortly after it stings. That is what happened when Jesus died on the cross. In his enduring hatred for God's Son, Satan thought it would be a great idea to have Jesus betrayed, arrested, beaten within an inch of his life, and then crucified and put to death on a Roman cross. The devil said, "This is my moment. I am going to sting him. I will have a role in his death. When he dies, that is the end of him." Everything went according to Satan's plan, and like a bee, he flew off thinking he had succeeded. But everything went according to God's plan as well, and the sting of death was its own defeat. As 1 Corinthians 15:54 and 55 says, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" Where is the sting of death for the believer? It is ripped out, because at the cross, Jesus took the stinger out of death. This is a great truth. As Christians, we no longer need to fear death, because our souls will live on forever with Christ. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we will face many terrifying events throughout this life, but may we never forget that the ultimate victory belongs to you. Through your sacrifice, death has been defeated. As we continue to walk in your truth, help us to set our eyes on heavenly things. In Jesus' name, amen.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.